Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, there is something very eerie that we need to discuss. Early this morning, Donald Trump sent out a series of Truth Social posts, each one more unhinged than the last. And in one of them, he talks about Epstein. We'll talk about Epstein in just one second. But he also talks about Stephen Colbert. In fact, he says he loves that Colbert got fired. This comes less than 24 hours after we learn that Stephen Colbert's show is getting canceled in 2026. We also learned yesterday that Donald Trump is suffering from mild health conditions, all while covering up this Epstein case. So don't let these distractions take your attention away from Epstein and the attacks on our institutions. That being said, this isn't a distraction. This Stephen Colbert story, I think, is actually incredibly important because it gets to the heart of something deeper that's been going on. Before we even start there, let's start with the Epstein case, because I know people are going to be like, Adam, you're getting sidetracked, but we can cover a few things at once. We can talk about Epstein and talk about Trump's attacks on the institutions. In fact, they go hand in hand because Trump is using the institutions to cover things up. But let's start with this first post at the bottom. He said 2 hours ago, if there was a, quote, smoking gun on Epstein, why didn't the Dems, who controlled the files for 4 years and had Garland Comey in charge, use it? Because they had nothing. This is a weak argument for multiple reasons. Number one, most of the investigation happened under Trump, so Trump could have just released them in his first term. Number two, under Biden, 950 pages of an investigation were released by a judge. You can look this up. It happened roughly a year and a half ago. And in this, there wasn't a perfectly laid out client list, but you see Trump's name within some of the flight logs. We got this about a year ago. But number three, maybe they just want to protect the names of Trump's victims. There are so many valid reasons. Number four, Biden didn't explicitly run on revealing the Epstein files. That wasn't even part of his campaign promises. So this is a weak talking point coming from Trump. But, you know, earlier this morning, I was reading through the Epstein indictment from 2019. This is like the legit indictment coming out of the Southern District of New York. And there was a line in there that I found to be very, very peculiar. I don't know if I'm overthinking this, but I feel like this partially blows up Trump's entire case. Okay, so it says three. The victims described herein were as young as 14 years old at the time they were abused by Jeffrey Epstein, the defendant, and were for various reasons often particularly vulnerable to exploitation. Epstein intentionally sought out minors and knew that many of his victims were in fact under 18, including because in some instances minor victims expressly told them their age. Number four, in creating and maintaining this network of minor victims in multiple states to sexually abuse and exploit, Jeffrey Epstein, the defendant, worked and conspired with others, including employees and associates who facilitated his conduct by, among other things, contacting victims and scheduling their sexual encounters. Okay, so the line I have highlighted is explicitly saying there are others, not just other. If it just said like one other person, we could be like, oh, it's just Ghislaine Maxwell they're referring to. But no, he worked and conspired with others, including employees. So not just employees, but associates who facilitated his conduct, meaning there's more than one, there's more than two people involved. It's not just Ghislaine and Epstein and Prince Andrews and Trump. There are associates, there are employees who are involved. And when I was reading this morning, I was like, am I overthinking this? Or are they admitting in the original indictment that there are more people than meet the eye than they actually indicted? Let me know what you guys think in the comment section, but let's talk about Stephen Colbert. By the way, if you're appreciating the breaking news coverage, double check to make sure you're subscribed below. A lot of times YouTube will unsubscribe people or play weird games, so just double check to make sure you're subscribed. And let's read this next tweet. Trump then says, quote, I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. This is what I was talking about as eerie at the beginning of the video. Honestly, all of this is eerie, but something about Trump's attacks on the media over the past 6 months and the insidiousness of them, like the fact that they're kind of quiet, most Americans don't know they're happening, is scary. But Trump said, I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings. I hear Jimmy Kimmel is next. He has even less talent than Colbert. Greg Gutfeld is better than all of them combined, including the moron on NBC who ruined the once great Tonight Show. Dude, You're saying Greg Gutfeld is better than all of them combined. Where is Greg Gutfeld's late night show that is like the most viewed show on all of cable? But this article that says politics, not performance, killed, quote, the late show with Stephen Colbert. Let me say, part of this is still speculation. We can make educated assumptions based on facts that we have at our disposal. Like we can confidently guess why the show was canceled, but I will say we won't hear Stephen Colbert's side of the story for a bit. And I think Stephen Colbert's side of the story will have a more fleshed out, nuanced analysis. So while we are speculating, we don't know 100% why the show was canceled, but just listen to this. The long reign of the late night has been coming to a slow end due to the internet, but there's much more than money at the root of the show's demise. So a lot of people were arguing, hey, listen, shows on the internet, like the one you're watching right now, are so incredibly popular. They're growing at such a rate that Stephen Colbert isn't pulling in the ratings. But that's not a strong argument, because Stephen Colbert was pulling in the ratings. He was like the most watched late night host on all of TV. So that's not a valid argument to be using. There is something a little bit deeper going on here, and this is what it reads. There are a lot of other matters happening at Paramount, the parent company. The company has been in the process of being sold for what feels like forever. A specific merger with Skydance Media was proposed last year and is awaiting approval by the FEC, an agency whose chief reports to the man who lives in the White House, and who earlier this month received a $16 million settlement in a lawsuit he filed against CBS. So Trump sued CBS. He got $16 million because they are scared that this merger won't happen. Colbert has been one of the most vocal critics of the administration of anyone on the television. It requires precious little imagination to see the cancellation of The Late Show, a decision that its host was blatantly displeased with, as a quid pro quo to get the FCC to approve the merger. And just listen, this is where it gets great. If so, this wouldn't even be the first time a media company has bent the knee to President Trump since the most recent election. We're only a few months out from 60 Minutes showrunner Bill Owens resigning, claiming he no longer had the ability to, quote, make independent decisions based on what was right for 60 Minutes or right for the audience. Lord have mercy. We have multiple people in high up positions at CBS or at the Late Night Show or wherever that are being silenced, suppressed. Bill Owens said he couldn't make independent decisions anymore. He couldn't make decisions based on what's right for 60 Minutes anymore. Stephen Colbert was likely going to run into something similar if his show didn't get outright canceled as it did. People who are trying to expose the admin are being taken off the air. I guess this is a good time to say this show is entirely independent. There's no like outside investors. Every once in a while, I'll take a sponsor from a company that I trust, but that is different from being beholden to millionaires on the outside. Let me make this very clear. There is not a single person other than me that can make any sort of editorial decision about what I can do. And the reason is I'm the owner of this. Like I'm the owner of the operation. This is my camera that I own. I'm recording this off of like a microphone that I bought. There's no parent company that I'm beholden to. That being said, if you want to help support the Adam Mockler channel to make sure we can keep punching back, just subscribe below, drop some blue hearts, become a member. Subscribing is free. So to continue here, the world in general and the media business in particular have changed so much in the past 20 years since the debut of the Colbert Show that much of what he did back in those days plays as exceedingly gentle, if not wildly optimistic, parody. Remember, Colbert used to do a lot of parody interviews. If one of Colbert's Comedy Central writers pitched him an idea about a network canceling a TV show specifically because it displeased the commander-in-chief, he probably would have asked that writer to go back and add some nuance to the idea, because it's just too blatantly authoritarian. That's why it's eerie. And I said this at the beginning of the video, but we have enough space to cover a few things at once. Something that worried me is the other day I made a video about Ukraine, about the battle that Ukraine is fighting. And a lot of the comments said, Adam, you just got distracted from Epstein. And I just wanted to say, whoa. I've made a bunch of videos about Epstein. There has to be space to talk about other issues, such as Ukraine, which is in a dire situation, such as the media landscape, or Trump sending lawsuits. We have enough space for all of these, so not everything is a distraction. I do think the Trump health thing was a distraction. The Trump admin would not have talked about this, would not have so much as mentioned a health issue if they didn't think it could distract. So there are real distractions, but like Ukraine and like ICE is not a distraction. People shouldn't be calling these heinous situations a distraction from the Epstein case. And Trump then says, quote, I look forward to getting Rupert Murdoch to testify in my lawsuit against him and his, quote, pile of garbage newspaper, The Wall Street Journal. That will be an interesting experience. Yeah, I'm excited for the discovery phase too, because Trump has to basically prove that this Epstein binder book is fake. Here's the thing. MAGA supporters don't want to believe this, but any publication at the level of The Wall Street Journal has a team of lawyers and veterans, and they run this through a vetting process. The Wall Street Journal isn't just going to make something up and throw it out there when they're trying to make a story about the president of the United States who is historically litigious. They're not just going to make something up without running it past a team of lawyers. So Trump can try to sue, but I don't think he'll get too far. I'm going to leave it there. One more time, make sure you're subscribed to the Mockler channel below. We're going to continue to grow. We are an affiliate with the Midas Touch Network, but we're building our own channel here. So make sure you're subscribed. I'll see you on the next one. And peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.